And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks.
With your hosts, Justin.
But it would be really cute with all that they've gone through to get into the playoffs.
Tanya.
Well, this is a done game.
The Tampa Bay game, you were like.
And Jason.
Gonna shock and amaze you. Ready? Ready for this?
Two dads and a mom that make betting fun. If it's Friday, it's friends, family, football, and Friday Night Locks. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Welcome back to another week of FNL. This week we are talking about the divisional round in the NFL. We're getting closer to the end. We've got eight teams, four games, lots of things moving. Lots of things happened last week. Lots of things didn't happen last week. More personal news. Happy birthday, Jason.
Yay. Balloons everywhere. Birthday, man.
Tom Brady ruined my birthday.
Oh, no.
he rained on my parade. TB12, getting 8.5 points on a teaser? Too much to cover at home? Or?
It's funny because I wanted to ask you. We talked yesterday. You were like, I'm like, dude, happy birthday. I love you. How are you? You're like, uh-huh. I'm great. And I said, maybe dinner tonight with the lady. I'm not sure. I know two of the kids are gone. Mick's still there.
Last year, you went to Korean barbecue or something.
On a Sunday.
Yeah.
So it's crazy that you mentioned that because now it's on a Monday, right? How it goes. And he said to me, yeah, man, I don't know. I'm kind of torn. I want to go to dinner, but I kind of want to watch the game. So what happened?
Well, it's a time of year where we don't have games to spare. Like if we had a full slate, who cares? Definitely go out to dinner. We were all set to go out, and I go, I really like in my heart of hearts, I want to watch this game, and that would be fun on my birthday to have some football. So instead, we ordered in. That game was over. before you took your first bite. In the first minute, I was just like, really? That's all you got, dude? And then here's the thing: I looked up some of the other bettors on Instagram. They have some fun. They had a sideline camera the week before on Brady and two of his guys sitting on the sideline when they knew they were going to play Dallas. And one of the guys says to Brady, he goes, I just read that you've never lost to the Cowboys.
Wow. And he said, you better shut your mouth.
No, Brady was laughing, cocky, smiling. And then the guy goes, oh, you already knew that, didn't you? And Brady acted like, dude, I got this. The same way he sold a bunch of people Bitcoin and everybody lost their money. He sold the dream. Never lost to the Cowboys. I took him on the teaser. I got so many points. It was feeling luxurious.
At home
in Florida, my witchy Florida tease with the Jayville came with the crazy comeback, which is another crazy story. Did you guys read about the guy who, when the Chargers were up at halftime, 27-6, this guy put $1.4 million on the money line Chargers because he figured how bad could the second half be? Like it's free money.
Yeah, I think Brandon Staley's going to be joining Cliff Kingsbury in Thailand very soon. Yeah. You know, the funniest thing is I was listening and I was in the car and Tom Brady has a podcast called Let's Effing Go. Jim Gray's like the announcer. Larry Fitzgerald chimes in. Gronk was on yesterday. True story. This is like, I don't know if it's live. It's probably taped like a couple days before, but they always talk about it like it's live. Like, what are we going to do tonight? What do you need, you know, to do tonight? And Gronk goes, acting like a coach, like you do a flare out left to, you know, so-and-so, and then you do a double drop right. You know, he's like calling it like Troy Aikman, like plays. And Tom Brady goes, I love you, Gronk. I wish you could suit up. And this is how we beat the Cowboys. How do you beat the Cowboys? This is how, blah, blah, blah. And Tom goes, you know what, man? This is what it's all about. You have to earn it. Like in this part of the game, you have to earn it. And I'm like, oh, wow. I got a little scared. I'm like, because I thought Dallas would win. I'm like, you got to earn it. I'm like, uh-oh. Here comes the Brady voodoo. Well, I don't think they earned it last night.
Darn.
I've never seen
because
so
you
many
gotta earn it. Like he life. Was like, so as a matter, I got you know, you gotta earn it. And I'm like, well, I don't
are
know.
Are you more excited or less excited about the prospect of Brady coming to Vegas?
Dude, come on. That first of all, I want to like put him to bed. I almost did a eulogy. I almost did a funeral. And then I opted out because he's the GOAT.
Right, right.
He's not Aaron Rodgers. I won't say the funeral, but
yeah,
like, the guy looked awful.
It was painful.
Like, he looked awful. He looked 45.
They announced today that
he looked awful.
They announced that they fired the quarterback's coach and the defensive coordinator for the Chargers, which leads me to believe that they're putting Band-Aids around Brandon Staley.
They always do.
They're going to keep him.
They always do.
Yeah, so
what do you think Tom Brady's doing this weekend?
I think Tom Brady this weekend is probably going to party with Antonio Brown. And his laser eyes are very dim right now. I
see Tom Brady.
Those sunken cheeks for me.
I see Tom Brady on a knee with a guitar, looking up a balcony at Giselle and saying, "Baby, come back. Baby, come back."
Or holding up the stereo.
Please come. Yeah, or say anything. John Cusack, you know, Peter Gabriel.
Is he singing to Giselle or is he singing to Belichick and Gronk?
I don't know. But I ask your wife to come back or something, but like, don't come back to the NFL because I said.
Like, it's over.
It's over. And I will say this on that note. AFC. Okay, AFC. Jags, number one pick in the draft, Trevor Lawrence, national champion. The guy had ice in his veins against the Chargers. He threw four picks in the first half and then threw four touchdowns in the second half. Ice in his veins, champion, been there, done that. Similar to Joe Burrow. Another number one pick in the draft. Josh Allen was picked, I think, fifth. Still in the first round, but like fourth or fifth. In that crazy, like, Herbert draft, another quarterback, Pat Mahomes, MVP, Super Bowl champ, probably MVP this year. Those are four quarterbacks that you knew were going to be there in the AFC. Now, the NFC, you got crazy Dak, had a great game, 5 million picks normally. Then you got a third string quarterback in Brock Purdy, who's playing his ass off, but nonetheless, he's a third stringer. Jalen Hurts, baller, could be an MVP candidate, got hurt. And then Danny Dimes, who probably fought for his contract last week.
Probably got
Where are we leaning as far as like, I think the AFC is heavy. Quarterbacks make the show, right?
Except in San Francisco, you could argue that the system is greater than the quarterback. It feels like, to me at least, that teams that are more complete, like the Niners, aren't reliant on somebody to make magic like Mahomes makes magic. So perhaps the NFC is just less reliant on those playmakers somehow. And it's more about the system, the quick screens, the check downs, all that stuff. So
I agree with that. When you have a stronger base or a stronger team as a whole, I feel like you're stronger and you can go farther. Whereas like Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, like, takes all the money. Who is he throwing to? Not a very good team. Probably not going to go far. But when you have like what Jason's saying, a stronger unit.
The Purdy thing, the guy's amazing, but it's got to catch up to him.
Going to.
At some point.
Yeah.
You know, Josh Allen looks sloppy. And Joe Burrow was running for his life. Like, I don't know. Pat Mahomes is sitting at home well-rested. The Giants have some fire. You know, Philly better watch out. I don't know. It's getting crazy, but we're down to that. You know, there's eight teams left. This is like the final four of basketball, kind of.
That's what makes betting fun, right? Is there's all these question marks and speculation. And you could say to me, you know, Andy Reid off a bye. Go look it up, you know. Right. But then you go, you know what? Jags are feisty. Jags have nothing to lose. They don't care. They're getting 8.5 points. I mean, that's the proposition that's on the table. So,
but speaking of gambling, can I throw these out there?
Yeah.
Every game except last night went over. And last night didn't go over by half a point. And the field goal kicker missed four extra points.
Right.
So if you're an over better last night, you want to kill the kicker.
Yeah, for sure.
He missed four extra points. Hasn't been done since 1932. And Tampa Bay went for two and didn't get it. So forget the field goals or the extra points. Tampa Bay gets the 2-point conversion. Game goes over. San Francisco, Seattle scored 64 points. Chargers 61, Giants 55, Dolphins Bills 65, Ravens Bengals, the total was 40. They scored 41.
Mm.
And every dog covered except last night. Every dog except last night covered. And every game went over.
No, that's a
no defense, trend. Sloppy. I don't know.
I have I read something yesterday that was kind of funny. There's three things in life that you can always guarantee, and it's death, paying taxes, and Andy Reid winning coming off a bye.
Damn.
You agree?
We've said that. I mean, that's that's a great fun fact because we have said that, Jay, for years.
Yeah, but you know what's fun about that is just when you get real comfortable and you think like the water's warm with Andy Reid off a bye, then you go, yeah, Tom Brady never lost to the Cowboys.
Yeah, but I don't necessarily like the Chiefs to cover because they rarely do, but mm-hmm. they're going to win that game.
I think Jacksonville also less time to rest and such an emotional high. Now they have to travel. So
Chiefs yeah, win.
It's going to be fun. Should we? Okay, because this is the divisional round, why don't we just start going through the games? Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get into it. And don't forget to like and subscribe us on YouTube. If you're watching us, please give us a thumbs up, leave a comment. We'd always love to hear from you. And if you're listening, please don't forget to rate and review. And listen to us everywhere.
Please. And thank you for all of your comments.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash?
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Okay, so Saturday, Jags Chiefs first game, 8.5. Jags are on such a high. Chiefs never seem to cover the 8.5. The total is 53. I kind of think it could go under.
Okay, you want to make that an official pick?
I don't know if I want to make it an official pick, but
talk like, it out.
We're talking it out, yeah. But I think that the Chiefs have just really hurt us so many times.
Mm-hmm.
And that 8.5 means like what, 9 or 10 in retrospect. I love the Andy Reid vibe. Jacksonville is hot. They're feisty. I think that this is going to be a little slower. I think that that Charger game got out of hand because of all the picks early. And I think that maybe this 53 is too high.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I would start. I don't really have a side. I think the Chiefs win the game. I mean, there's no fee. What is it? It's minus 465. So minus 500. You got to bet $500 to win $100. So I'm not going there. There's no value there. And I'm not a teaser guy. I think that game goes under. That's all I got on that.
Okay. But you don't want to make it an official.
I mean, we're just talking through the games. Yeah, right. I mean, I can. Yeah. Okay. Chiefs under.
Okay. So I think
we're going through every game, right?
We're going through every game, but I think you should come out of the conversation with a pick just for fun, because then we can hold you accountable. We could talk about it next week, you know, whatever. So,
okay. So my pick official. Okay.
What's the total on that?
53. So Justin will take the Chiefs Jags under the 53. Hold for some cold D division. Fight, under. Lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
I'm going to stick on this game for a second. I don't have an opinion on the total, but I like the fact that this past weekend everything went over and now mm-hmm. you're going under. I like the zigzag there, the philosophy. I'm going to continue with what I did all year long, which got me to a better record in Circa than I've ever had before. And it's making myself uncomfortable. It's betting the ugly dog. And I'm going to take the Jacksonville Jaguars. Give me 8.5. This could be an absolute blowout. And I think that the Chargers.
But why do we expect anything?
That's such
less?
A sweat. You're
you like he does this to himself.
Yeah, that's a sweat.
You create this pain in your soul.
I mean, it's absolutely is a small word for what that is.
It's disgusting. Trevor Lawrence threw 4 picks in the first half last week. And if Chargers had a better coach and some adjustments, there's no way they should have let him back in. I'm sure Andy Reid's not going to let him back in.
Right.
But I don't know. There's something about betting to me that you have to understand that every Joe Schmo in the world is going to be like, of course, Kansas City.
Yeah.
So I can't, I just can't believe that Vegas, which makes so much money, is going to hand out free money. It can't be that easy, can it?
Well, I mean,
maybe it is.
Let's just safely say if the Joes out there were betting faves last week, Vegas could build another Vegas somewhere else. Like they made, like the bookmakers are fat.
Right.
When they say, you know, I'm getting fat off this, they're fat. They made a grip.
Mm-hmm.
Let's even the score. These lines are always going to be like a little too high or a little too much if you like the fave, but you're still going to bet the fave because you're like, they're better, that, you know.
Right.
But those lines are just a little too high. And that's when Vegas cashes. And that's when you have to be uncomfortable with that. Jags are coming off the game of the century, right?
They might not show up. But then again, you start the game with 8.5 points and maybe KC gets things rolling and maybe they leave the back door open. Give me the Jags +8.5. Lock it up.
I love your hope.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
And I mean that in the nicest way. Like, I just, the trend is that you always try and find the like positive in it and then believe in it. And I think it's possible.
I think you're
love that.
Well, thank you. You're too nice. And I think you're falsely attributing hope, whereas I'm absolute. I said it before. I'm the rain on the wedding day.
Yeah. But then in everything else in life, you're just
no, I'm the black cloud that says, oh, you like the Chiefs? You giving out free money here? No, yeah. 7 out.
So then Saturday night, you got Giants Philly for the third time this year. They're playing each other. Divisional like hatred. Jalen Hurts is not 100%.
Okay.
I don't know if his 80%'s good enough. He's pretty damn good.
Sure.
He's got a lot of weapons around him. They're at home, same rest. Giants like looked to me like if you close your eyes and you think about the New York Giants, you think, you know, they score 17 points a game, 19, you know, defense and all those Giants games are always like whatever. Daniel Jones looked like Josh Allen, except he didn't turn the ball over. And you and I talked yesterday. You said maybe Minnesota just looked really crappy. I don't know. The Giants looked pretty good. Saquon had 2 TDs. D Dimes had 2 TDs running all over the place.
Yeah.
They got a swag to him, and Dable seems to know how to mature quarterbacks. If you remember Josh Allen early on, throwing the ball all over, Dable got him to be where he is. That's why Dable got a head coaching job. And look at those Giants now. Those G-men are in the divisional round of the playoffs. Last year, they won 5 games. It's hard to beat a team 3 times, dude. And I'm going to go with momentum. And I think that screams G-men. And I think that I've been kind of on the G-men a little bit this year. And I always said that, like, when you're good, your uniforms and your like look is sexy. And when you're crappy, you just look ugly. They look sexy. They look good. They are running all over the place. Their defense is clamped down tight. And I think Dable will outcoach Sirianni. And I think that this is a very tough spot. And if not, they're going to cover the spread. I think they can win the game, and if the Giants win the game, and if for some reason, we'll talk about that in a second, but if some reason Dallas beats San Fran, wow, what a friggin' NFC East that everyone used to say, NFC Least, who had three teams in the playoffs. What if that's the division, like the matchup of the NFC? I'm going to take Danny Dimes and the Giants and Dable, plus over a TD, 7.5, and I'm locking that up.
I don't think that they're going to go, probably, if they win, I think they're going to win this game, but I don't think they're going to go past this. I think the Eagles haven't really been performing lately.
Their QB is hurt.
Yeah. So I just think that they'll win this game, but not progress.
Well, again, what do you know?
You like
you're
the
only,
Giants
you're
to
only
win.
18-1.
You like them to win?
To win.
Wow. I like it.
I won't step in front of that freight train either way before the money line mom
run to the book.
Yeah. Before she weighed in, that's a double like for me.
Not saying the Giants are like the end all be all or the
we're all on
of
the Giants,
but I think that they'll win this game.
Yep.
So
we're all on the Giants.
That's a double like?
That's a double like, for sure.
That was quick.
Yeah, before.
So she needs to break out the shirt on Sunday.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
To put it over. Dun, to put it over. Yep.
Dude, New York is back, right?
I'll tell you.
Coach of the year.
Yeah. Listen, what's more exciting when you're a better than when you have a third down and your quarterback can't be stopped and he just goes, we're keeping the drive alive. We're keeping alive.
Fourth and six.
Dude,
I love it.
All day long. If you're a better, you just want that. Give me that. Give me, I'm going to run on third and long every time and I dare you to stop me. If you try to stop me, I'm just going to float it over your head and hit my tight end.
I'm not going to bash Kingsbury or coaches or bad coaches.
Sure.
But honestly, all the crappy coaches are kind of out of it. Let's be real. Every coach here is a coach.
Yeah, for sure.
Every single one.
For sure.
Every single one is a coach. Most have been in the Super Bowl. Some have won the Super Bowl. These are coaches, bro. Last week to me was sloppy. Like
Dable.
Like these are coaches here. So I love it. I think the Giants are fired up and I think that this is huge for them. And if they honestly, they've already won their season. They don't even need this game in my heart.
No, for sure. They have the flowers already, but I like the word that you said, momentum, because sometimes you think, oh, off a bye, it's more rest. It's better for the team. The more rest, the better. But also sometimes that rest can turn to rust.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Giants are like, they're in it right now. They got a rhythm going. Also, there's one stat that should scare every Philly fan is that all these teams that start off like 12-1, 13-1.
The early exit.
They never make the Super Bowl.
Right.
So I'm not saying it's this week, but it could be this week.
Right. Well, I love that. That's like a triple like almost like with
triple like on the Giants.
Love that. Are we locking it up?
Lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
All right. Let's talk about, is this the game of the week? We're going back to sensitive territory, but we're in the reverse.
Right. We're in Buffalo now. But yeah.
This is obviously a head-to-head. It's in a strange way. It's not like it was an aggressive game last time. They didn't even play the game last time, but it was just a lot of emotions on the field. So what do y'all think about this game?
This isn't fun.
I don't think anybody wants to go into this game.
Yeah.
It's hard.
You couldn't say it any better.
Yes, it is in Buffalo. You couldn't have said it any better. See, like it is hard. God bless, you know, DeMar Hamlin. He's okay. He's at home. He's like fired up. He's tweeting. The guy dodged a huge bullet. He probably died once or twice on the field and they saved him. So God bless them.
Incredible.
God bless him. This is like going back to the scene of the crime, if you will. This is not a fun game for me. From an eye test, they both looked pretty bad this weekend. I think that since he looked sloppy, I know they have some O-linemen out. Buffalo turned the ball over too many times. Josh Allen threw, I think, two or three picks and had a fumble. Miami played their butts off. Bengals should not have won the game that they won. The Ravens should have won that game. There goes my Ravens for the AFC pick.
I still have
San Francisco alive. Both these teams look sloppy.
Hang on.
Uh-oh.
Let me see.
We got a ticket rip.
17-1. Thank you. All right, continue. Sorry. You said Ravens, so I had to rip up my ticket.
Yeah, man. The Ravens should have won that game. And I think they both look sloppy. I think if it was up to me, I feel like Joe Burrow, his record against Josh Allen and Pat Mahomes is sick. I almost thought they were going to lose to the Ravens and that would be the end of the Bengals, like repeating or going back, but they hung on and they're still here. The Bills showed me nothing last week. On offense and defense, they give up 31 to a third string quarterback. This is a really wacky number. It's 4.5 down from 5. So there's a little Bengals money out there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this game goes over because I didn't see much D from either team. So just a little shot. I think the game goes over 48. I'm going to take the Bengals on the strength that Joe Burrow kind of owns Josh Allen and kind of owns Pat Mahomes. And Joe Burrow was on the way to beating the Bills in that Monday night game. They were up 7-3 in the first quarter. They were driving when T. Higgins collided. They were probably about to go up 14-3. They were at home, and they were probably going to blow the Bills out. And this game would have been played in Cincy. And I think they're pissed off about that. I think that angers them that the way the NFL handled it, they're not getting this home game. Because by all senses, they would have beaten probably the Bills that night. Let's be honest. And I had the Bills in the circuit contest. So did you. I'm going to take the dog here. I'm going to take the Bengals under the touchdown, over the field goal. Fight, fight, fight. Joe Burrow, big game Joe, national champion. Jamar Chase, national champion. T. Higgins, national champion with Clemson. Give me the Bengals.
What do you think, T?
I agree. I don't know. I think the more trustworthy quarterback is Joe Burrow. So
this is such a nice, easy, amicable podcast this week. There is only...
You want to fight a little, but we can't.
Yeah. I can. Listen, there's only one quarterback in the NFL that can show up in a floor-length fur coat one week, and then if you notice how he showed up last
tango. Week... Tango. Yeah, like tango. A tango.
Not since Mr. White Folks was working the corner, have we seen a guy with that much swag.
He had a tango on. What's dude. That? Like a Run DMC... New York.
Bucket hat?
Yeah.
They call it nowadays.
He's the only guy who can pull that off. That swag is ridiculous. Joe Burrow, if he's not an autoplay after going, 23-3 against the spread, if that's not an autoplay, get out of the business right now.
And if he walked into a bar and the bartender doesn't card him, he looks like he's 12.
I was watching some Cincinnati with Carly. She goes,
skinny 12-year-old.
How old is that guy?
Yeah.
I go, 25, 26.
Did you know that Joe Burrow has never ever lost in his career in the month of January?
Whoa. Stats.
So,
wow.
Let's run with that. So he's got a lot of records to uphold right there.
So I say for the team, we three agree and we're locking it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
This is probably historically one of the biggest, I'm not going to say in-season rivalries, but playoff rivalries, right? Going back to the catch. Dallas, San Fran, Joe Montana, Steve Young, like Tony, like they hate each other. Dallas looks pretty impressive on Monday night. Their defense was pretty, pretty, pretty good. The 49ers, I've never seen a team after the catch or after the run just bare yards after the catch, after the fact. I said this last week and I was wrong. Brock Purdy has got to come back to life. As much as I hate to say it, and I have San Francisco as my Super Bowl pick, if the Cowboys look anything like they looked last night, watch out. But I'm not going to pick a side here again. I'm going to be a punk or whatever you want to call me. This game is going to be a skyrocket in flight. It's going to be fireworks.
Over.
Total is 46.5. This game might hit 35 at halftime. 34-35 at halftime. 17-17, 17-21. Skyrocket in flight over. And I don't even think it's going to be turnovers. I think they're just going to, just both teams are going to be automatic, like Arsenal, pedal to the metal. My pick for this game, it's a night game, Sunday night, for the whole marbles, over 46.5. And I'm locking that up.
What?
Over.
What team?
Doesn't matter.
Or just the over. Okay.
The total.
Over. You could call that like, oh, that you pick really a side. Dramatic. Come on, pick a side. Skyrocket. Over. There'll be no, I mean, defense will be there, but they're just both very hard to stop when they get rolling. And I think that this game goes over. And Brock Purdy, I mean, at some point, something's got to give, right? We always say that. Something's got to give. The levee's got to break.
This is, to me, the hardest one to handicap. And mm-hmm. I want to hear what you guys think. So, on the one hand, Dallas's defense looked ferocious. But did they look ferocious against a Tampa Bay Buccaneers offensive line that is not the same as San Francisco's offensive line? And very true. There's no Christian McCaffrey on the Bucs. I mean, Brady was like throwing receivers who weren't even running the right route. He looked lost. They looked lost. So what keeps a defense back on their heels? The quick out to Debo, the over the middle to Ayuk. Don't even talk about Kittle's going to pick up Micah Parsons as a blocker. He's a great blocker. Purdy will have extra protections. I don't think Tampa Bay's coaching, they made no adjustments. Todd Bowles is supposed to be some defensive genius. He made no adjustments. So all of those things, and the reason why Dallas looks so strong is because I think they faced a Tampa Bay team that sucked all year mm-hmm. and had a couple key wins in a crappy division to barely like survive. And then they showed up and played a real team last night and everybody saw what happened. Ruined my birthday.
Right.
San Francisco's had four more days to rest and to scheme. Shanahan, to me, is a much better coach than Todd Bowles. And that's what's throwing me here, because my gut instinct is take the underdog, make yourself mm-hmm. uncomfortable. But the underdog in this case is America's team. So are they the ugly duckling? Maybe they're the public side.
Also, they're always the public side, I feel like.
So listen, maybe the value's on San Francisco because the public is coming in hard on the Cowboys. And mm-hmm. then what I think is San Francisco during the stretch, have they won 10 in a row straight?
I think something eight. Like, well, wait, hold on. I got it right here, actually, because I knew you were going to say that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Their last loss was October 23rd. Against the Chiefs.
Right. And so I think that during this winning streak that they're on, they're averaging beating the other team by 14 points, which means they're just pulling away at the end. We saw that with Seattle. I loved your Seattle call last week, getting 10 points. And I thought you were in the money at halftime.
Oh, at halftime, yeah.
And then somehow San Francisco just wears you down. They're just like, their defense is good. And one other thing is, what's up with Dallas's kicker? Like you mentioned, is he going to show up?
He'll bounce back. I mean, that was an anomaly. That's crazy to me. I always say kickers.
Fluke. So I mean, like my head says take the Cowboys because like I like the points and the underdogs on the road, and but then the whole America's team of it, and the fact that the San Francisco, you know, they're getting margin. But then I do agree with your Brock Purdy. But then I think, does Brock Purdy matter that much? He's just kind of a distributor, like get it out.
Of course. And so is Garoppolo, and that's what they do. But I just want to say this, because I was going back to what you were talking about, the wins. Garoppolo went out in that Miami game.
Mm-hmm.
And he went out super early, like first quarter.
Right.
So that was on December 4th. Purdy had a hell of a game. No one could have thunk it, right? Then they played Tampa Bay, they beat the crap out of them. So it was a 35-7. They played Seattle, Washington, Vegas, Arizona, and then Seattle last week.
Not a great division.
I mean,
kind of a
Miami playoff team, Tampa playoff team, barely. They were both the eighth seed or whatever. Washington, Vegas, Arizona. Dude, he's playing the Dallas Cowboys. Like, welcome to the NFL, Brock Purdy.
Sure, sure.
So
no, that's fair.
That's all, you know, and all those after the catches and all those things that I'm talking about, like, does that happen a lot against Dallas? It has. I mean, they've fallen apart. They fell apart against Washington 2 weeks ago. But in general, does that happen against Dallas? Micah Parsons, Diggs, not, you know.
That's why it's a hard game to handicap. Because also, you notice, like, in the beginning of the game with Tampa, they were getting to Dak and he looked a little off, mm-hmm. but that only lasted, you know, one or two series. But San Francisco's defense is no joke.
No,
they're going to be in his face. Does Dak turn into the old leading the league in interceptions, Dak? If San Francisco picks off Dak once or twice, the game's over.
Sure.
So,
but I think the monkey's off his back, if you will.
All right.
They haven't won a playoff game since 1992. You got Stephen A. Smith and everybody saying F the Cowboys and blah, 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 Tom Brady. And so the monkey's off their back. Let's go home. As Mike McCarthy says, short plane ride home. Let's get back down to business.
All right. Well, look, you've convinced me. And either way, I was leaning towards Dallas. So I'm going to make it consistent on my picks. I'm taking every underdog on the board.
Again, wow.
That's it.
So, yeah, I think that the lines are too high for Vegas.
Give me Dallas. And I like the hook, by the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
So this is the part of the show that we're all waiting for.
Oh, God.
The only person that I don't think is waiting for this is...
me.
The Moneyline Mama. 18-1.
Ridiculous.
Like, I don't know what tabloid or LA Times or what I have to put an ad out in the paper.
Alert the presses.
18-1 is unheard of, people.
It never happens.
Have you guys ever seen Back to the Future?
Yeah, she has the almanac, I guess.
I have the almanac.
I want to ask you one question. Have you ever gone 18-1 money line, Jason?
Dude, I can't even count that high. I don't. Nobody has.
We are on the, I hope I say this right, precipice of outer space.
Yeah.
And I'm not putting pressure. You've got four games to pick. You've heard all of our analysis. You have your own. Here we are.
No presh. No presh, as the kids like to say.
No presh.
No presh.
No presh.
I don't know. I'm between two games. So the Jags and Chiefs and the Cowboys and 49ers. Cowboys and 49ers, I kind of agree with you guys. It's what Justin was saying. It's they're one of the best teams in the NFL this year, but they haven't been playing really great teams. So they've, you know, I don't want to, for lack of another word, skated by. They haven't. They've done really well. But now they're going to go in and play a very good team, a very strong team. So that makes me nervous. But the 49ers do have more talent spread across the entire team than a lot of other teams in the NFL. And then, of course, with the Chiefs and the Jaguars, I feel like I'm becoming an Andy Reid fan, and he knows how to manage his team, and his team will literally do anything for him. So they're like robots almost.
And
like
he says,
this is the play, and then it just happens perfectly.
And you're after the bye.
You're after the bye. I don't know. I'm in those two games.
Not a puzzle.
The Bengals and Bills, it's too sensitive. I have no idea what's going to happen. When I think one thing, it go the other way. And the Eagles Giants just doesn't really excite me right now. So I think I'm going to go. But then the Chiefs Jaguars, like, that's just a lock. Like, that's not exciting. But I think I'm going to go with the Chiefs just because I feel like that's the
safest
bet. Thank
God, because I would have been so worried.
Yeah, that's the right
San Francisco
answer.
Game.
What are the odds on that?
Oh, my God. Like, Giants, Philly. You say Giants. Oops.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to say Giants.
Yeah.
No,
she's like, I'm leaning San Francisco as they're very good.
It's like to kind of not go for like Jay, like right in the middle of you and Jason.
No, lock that up.
Like the lock, but also not go for the team that's like the worst. Maybe they're going to do great.
Hurry up and lock that up before you change your mind.
Yeah, please. Right.
So, I don't want to freak out and sweat that.
Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs. Lock it up.
For 19-1.
For $19,000 million.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Did you do any math about how much money we could have made in the last 19 weeks?
Oh, well,
doing nothing else. No overs, no unders, no parlays, no teasers, no whatever the hell we're talking about.
A lot of times
how much money?
For the, not the like, let's make a lot of money pick.
I would have to go back and look at the money line odds to calculate everything, but I do
you
know
have
that
to lay a little more lumber, sure.
Yeah.
But you she do, wasn't but always were, picking faves.
Well, that's what I'm saying is there were certain weeks like the Saints she took were a 3.5 point dog. I don't
plus
know.
Plus 400 or whatever.
11 or week 12. So some of that.
Commanders week.
Commanders. I think a lot of that balances out. I would say that if we're betting $1 million a game, we'd probably be up like $90 million right now.
You're welcome.
That has no basis in math. I'm just
90 million. There better be some big odds.
Oh, she's up 17 units. out of 18 games. I mean,
the reality is she's right. She's the one that broke it down. Like, some of these are heavy faves. I mean, the Chiefs right now are 500-1, basically. You got to bet $500 to win 100. The bottom line is you're going to win $100.
And you have something to root for.
You're going to win $100.
Yeah.
Remember I told you that guy bet the Chargers on the money line? He put down $1.4 million to win 11 grand. That's how severe the money line was.
Right.
Moron.
So he lost.
There's a guy I follow on Instagram who only does sports bets. And last night he goes, Caesars Palace reporting that somebody put $500,000 on Tom Brady money line. And then before the game on Instagram, he goes, genius bet or donation? Donation.
If you got that money to burn, though, do you really care?
Donate.
I don't think that's anyone's like going to the window with that kind of money going, this is for my house.
Sitting at your VIP table at the house and someone goes, hey, I dare you to put $500,000 on that.
Yeah.
You
go, they get that, out, me? They get that out of the safe in the yacht.
I'm not certain that still doesn't leave a mark.
Yeah.
Ow. I don't think it does.
And the you Chargers game was the one off the field goal, right? The end?
No, they just didn't score it. In
which one was this past week? Was it? It ended on a field goal. Where it was just they were just
Jaguars.
Yes.
No, they went for two. No, they went
for
two.
It went right over. It became 33-31.
No, but they won the game on a field goal. Yes. Is what she's saying. Mm. But the reality is that the Chargers were up 27-7 at the half, and they didn't score again except for one field goal. That's the reality. That's sad. So,
okay. Well, let's
maybe join Cliff Kingsbury in Thailand.
I want to go to Thailand again.
True story. He bought a one-way ticket to Thailand and said on a tweet that he had no interest in coaching again. So I'll see you in Thailand, he said.
Did he expect people to be upset about that proclamation?
Yeah, everyone's like, well, I really wanted to interview you.
No, stop. Don't go.
Don't go.
Come on, Cliff.
I love that for
him. Maybe don't go.
Cry me a cliff river.
Jump off a cliff.
Should we recap?
Sure. Yes.
Okay. On today's divisional round of FNL, Justin likes the Kansas City under 53. He also likes the Giants plus 7.5, the Bengals plus 4.5, the Dallas over 46.5. I have a few of the same picks myself. I like the Jaguars plus 8.5, the New York Giants plus 7.5. Joey Kangol Burrow plus 4.5 and the Dallas Cowboys. That's my least favorite. Dallas plus 3.5. T says, if you want to make money with the money line mama, what does she know? She's going for 19-1. Take Andy Reid off a bye and take the Kansas City Chiefs. And that's our show.
I just want to say cheers to one more week in football. This is when it gets fun and this is when it gets scary. We have 2 weeks left and then it's Super Bowl, baby. So beat the book. Most importantly, it's your cash. Do whatever you got to do, but beat the book. Bet responsibly. And cheers, guys, to another cheers. Week.
Cheers. Bye.
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in and see you all next week. Good luck at the book.